USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans are evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden also again defended his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan, saying that he didn't see continuing the 20-year-old war as being in the country's best interests.
But the bottom line is this, folks. Look, at the end of the day, if we didn't leave Afghanistan now, when do we leave? Another 10 years? Another 5 years? Another year? I'm not about to send your son or your daughter to fight in Afghanistan. I don't see where that is in our overwhelming interest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Full approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccination is expected to come from the Food and Drug Administration as soon as Monday, as the agency reportedly works to complete the shot's full licensure. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says that full approval of the vaccine will likely encourage more businesses and schools to enact vaccine mandates, something that he tells CNN's State of the Union are reasonable measures.
Well, we already know that there are many businesses and universities that have moved toward vaccine requirements, and I think it's a very reasonable thing to do to create a safe environment. There's one other thing I think we need to do that some states have been doing to create a safer school environment, and that's requiring that employees in the school, including teachers and other staff, are vaccinated as well to create a safer environment for our kids. I think all of these are reasonable because when we're faced with the most transmissible variant that we've seen to date, the Delta variant, when we have our kids, essentially is the point of concern here in our schools and their health and well-being on the line, we've got to take every step we can.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A movement is underway to establish a commission to investigate the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Brad Bernards reports.
Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, who on Friday announced a bill to establish an Afghanistan withdrawal commission, says the Biden administration will regret leaving Kabul because the U.S. military will no longer have a place to establish counterterrorism efforts. Whitman, along with Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, on Friday, proposed the creation of a national commission to investigate the withdrawal with the aim of helping the nation's leaders not repeat any strategic errors.
To do a full evaluation and vetting of all the conditions that have happened through the years from 9/11 to now, to see what's unfolded, to get the facts on what has happened in these last several weeks, but understand the context and what's happened over the years and all these different administrations. I think that's what the American people deserve to know. I think, too, the place we find ourselves today is absolutely unacceptable.
The commission would have 10 appointed members, including one appointed by Biden, one by the Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction, and the others by House and Senate leaders.
And Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers launched the 500th home run of his career on Sunday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The 38-year-old veteran took Steven Matz's yard to right center field inside Toronto's Rogers Center to become the 28th player in MLB history to have hit at least 500 home runs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.